Are there particular tries from your career that you still dream about at night, John?
Yeah, there's one in particular against Coventry. I mean, the Bristol try, I scored two against Bristol with the picture there with Peter Ford tapping me on the shoulder was good. I mean, I tend to remember my tackles more than my tries, really, because I tended to lead the line, be inside centre, where I think Tindall should play. That's my personal feeling, because he's got the bulk, the build, the strength, he can go stand it outside half and do dummy runs if he outside centre and alter the pattern if he wants to. But I think I'd like to see him inside centre all the time. But I did score a try against Coventry out here from just outside our 10-yard line. And I took the ball from a ruck and Terry gave it me, and I was going to pass it in the centre went, so I went through, and then the number 8 came across and I went to pass it again and he just went straight across me. So two occasions I was going to pass, and it wasn't meant as a dummy, but it was beautiful. It just went, and I was able to delay it and they went in. And I came up to the fullback and the winger was outside. And I actually went to pass again and he went again. And I scored very near the spot where Peter Ford was tapping me on the shoulder. And it took me a few minutes to regain my breath. It was about a 65-yard run, which I was pretty quick over 20, 30 yards. I was a very short, my stride was short, so I was very quick early, And that's where I was... where I could take the ball on burst, because I could get up a very quick pace very quickly. And to run 65 yards, I remembered that one. And that was a good try. Yeah.
I think if you talk to any Gloucester supporter, the first comment will be about the physicality of your game, that they stood there, watched you in awe at times. So how about tackles that you particularly savoured?
Well, one or two. I made a tackle for Gloucestershire against Somerset, against a centre called Turner, and John Ains was playing that day, and I hit him man in ball, and the ball went from the 25-yard line. It landed behind the goal line, and John Ains scored. And that was pretty physical, the centre didn't want to have a lot to do with me after that.
Did he get up again?
He was a bit shaky, but I also had a couple of good... We played Harlequins out here, probably when somebody tackled me the hardest I've ever been tackled. We were playing a pretty weak side, and... we had a pretty weak back line as such. And so I thought, well, I'd better sort the centres out early and get them a little bit shaky. And I tackled Bob Lloyd and Tim Rutter, got a final warning after the second one. So I thought, well, my work is done, and it was okay. And later on in the game, Eric took a bit too long pass and ball to Keith Grimshaw, but it was okay. Keith Grimshaw, who I just put inside centre to have a little run, ran 5 paces instead of about 3, and I told him twice to pass it. Instead of, in the end, I said to him, kick it, Keith, kick it, and he passed it. And Coker was obviously out to get me, and I think he hit me. I don't think I ever been hit so hard, and the whole crowd was quiet and silent. He hit me in the solar plexus of the shoulder, and... I thought I was in heaven. It was so quiet, and, but I think tackling Bob Lloyd, who was the England centre on that particular day, and Tim Rutter, and keeping them quiet was pretty good. I mean, in all honesty, there were a lot of tackles. I played inside centre nearly all the time, so I led the line up, brought the outside half up with me, and. Early days, it was man in ball. A lot of it was man in ball. tackling was hard then and it's hard now, but we don't know, no protection then, whereas a bit more protection today with the padding and the, because you couldn't wear a pad on your shoulder, or you couldn't wear, in fact, ordinary knee bandages were actually illegal without the permission of the referee. So you couldn't wear any padding at all. But I think the tackle against Somerset was probably as sweet a tackle as I made. The tackle on the Harlequins winger, rumour has it, I caught him from behind and was good. And also I made a very good tackle against Sam Doble. But some of my tackles used to come from Mickey Booth as well. It wasn't so much tackles as we used to call a two ball, and I'm amazed it isn't used at all today, really. Mickey, I'd say two ball Mickey, from on the halfway line, on the line with a line out, the ball would go to Alan Brin, which was two short. Brinny would bring it down, and in those days you had to be 10 yards back. So I would stand about 14 yards back, and as Alan popped the ball to Mickey, as we were coming through there, I'd started running. So by the time Mickey then had put an up and under on the fullback, and it was coming down with snow on, I was level with him by the time he kicked it. And then if the fullback caught the ball, or didn't catch it, it didn't really matter. You hit the fullback, but normally you timed it, and I mean, when you look back, it's amazing now. They didn't have to be on the floor. You know, you could tackle them wherever they were. So I mean, one of the pictures I showed you there, I was being tackled in the air. It was when you look back, a very highly dangerous thing. But if the fullback was in the air and he was catching it, you hit him. You know. And if he hadn't quite got it, it didn't really matter. But, because you put the fear of doubt in the fullback, so the next one's going up there again, and then they're wearing. A lot of it was intimidation when you played, It was one who was intimidated least who got by in the end.
Talking about intimidation, do you remember the Fiji game?
Yeah, you remember that vividly.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I think John Pullin had so many stitches in the opening 10 minutes, quarter of an hour. What it was on Independence Day, Fijian Independence Day. And they brought the, whatever it would it be the president of Fiji? Mm-hmm. They brought him across from Fiji. Well, he came across to watch the game with his wife and all the dignitaries. And so Fiji were really up for the game. And it was against the Western Counties, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I think Johnny Spaulding had his ribs broken. Somebody came through and, as he dived, drove the knee into him, and he had his ribs broken. And I think we might have got, well, in those days, there were replacements. I think we had three replacements come on. And Dick Smith scored a fabulous try. Just up on the left of the post up there was Dick's... but it was possibly the most physical game I ever played in.
Certainly the most physical game I ever saw.
Yeah. I've never played in a game that was so... The tension and the physicalness of the game, I mean, they were big men.
Yeah.
And they set out with an intention to physically dominate us, which they didn't. Because that's why the tension and the physical part of the game came in. There were two sides who wanted to win, and Fiji lost on the day, and that was a tremendous performance by Lossard. I can't remember who took John Pullen's place on the day, but he didn't last very long. He had a lot of stitches, and
I think that was headbutting, wasn't it?
It was in the scrum. It happened in the scrum. It must have happened as they went in. And
I think the head was coming up to him.
Yeah, it was incredible. Incredible day. And proud to walk off that pitch as a winner in the end, because it was the hardest game I ever played in. You know, we had some cup finals, and, they were... they were always hard. The County Championship Cup finals, I mean, the John Player Cup final was in the end, I think the actual pressure got too much for the players in the end, and I think winning became more important than the game, which, when you look back, was a shame, but I think I'd rather won it that way than lost it by 1 point, running it under our post, but, yeah.